watching the Cass. They were going to watch Cass Tigers play. Mm. Yeah.
Scattered on dawn's highway bleeding, ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind. Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven, blood stains the roofs and the palm trees of Venice. Blood in my love in the terrible summer, bloody red sun of fantastic LA. My girl is mine.
I don't usually like remasters ever, but I don't know when it got remastered, but basically they made a blend of Peace Frog and Blue Sunday by the Doors, and it's one of my favorites. It's the only remaster I think is valid. Good afternoon. My name is Jasper. This is Broadcast from Limbo. Welcome, welcome. I missed this show last week so bad. I was really... I was having a lot of fun in L.A. A lot of fun in L.A. And... But I would look at the time on Saturday and I'd be like, damn, I'm usually doing my show right now. I had an immense amount of fun, though, so I can't be, like... I'm not mad at it. It was the first show I ever missed, so... I don't know. I have quite the ensemble today. I made half of this on the road. I was forcing my mom to listen to a lot of weird shit. And I would just kind of... One of my routines for making a set is kind of... Just whatever I'm listening to that week, which changes so frequently by genre. And then also, I'll just like on all my whole song, saved songs on my Apple Music, I'll just like press shuffle. And often I'm reminded. I also will go through my physical collection. A lot of what's on here today is actually stuff, like a haul of everything I've gotten in LA. And I did some shopping yesterday, which was very successful. All my shopping experiences, getting records, was extremely successful. I feel like I go through long periods of droughts, and then I'll have like a solid month where I just find everything, certain particular things I've been looking for a while. So, this next song I'm going to play, I can't pronounce. It's in French, and I'm not even going to try, but it's by Francois Hardy, who I believe passed away about a year or two ago. It was really sad. I used to be really into her in high school, and it was like one of the more calmer things I ever listened to. I was like a punk, and then this would be like the one non-punk thing I would listen to, which is like a complete 180, but like, hey, you know, you need variety. Variety is the spice of life. So... Then I'm going to play some Grateful Dead. I'm really going to try to stick to playing some live stuff every week, because I always listen to live stuff at least once a week. I'm always listening to something. I'll be like, I feel like listening to this show and this song during this era. So I have some of that. And then I'm so excited. I was like getting, you know, the set's going to be good when you get giddy while you're making it. And you're like, God, this is going to rule. So anyways, let's get it started. I'm so happy to be back. I'm so happy to be in San Francisco. I love SoCal. I think SoCal is phenomenal, but my heart belongs in NorCal and in the Bay Area. It really does. I love it here. And I love LA. I actually, like, I used to resent it a lot, and then this trip I was like, I get it. I'm understanding. I get it. But again, my heart's up here. So it's good to be back in Radio Valencia, in the Mission. I'm so happy to do this show for you. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Jasper. This is Broadcast from Limbo. We're here till 6 p.m. And stick around. It's going to get fucking weird today, and I'm so excited. That's my favorite types of sets. So thank you for tuning in. Let's listen to some Francois Hardy. Why don't we?
Parce que tu sais mieux que les autres. Dire les mots qui font ma joie, parce que tu fais sans une faute tout ce que moi j'attends de toi, parce que ton cœur sait me comprendre et que je sais qu'il est à moi, parce que tu as su tout m'apprendre. Je ne t'oublierai pas. Parce que l'amour que tu me donnes, je ne le retrouverai pas. Parce que tu sais mieux que personne, me serrer fort entre tes bras. Parce que dans toi aucun visage n'avait pour moi autant d'éclat. Pour tout cela et davantage, toi, je ne t'oublierai pas. Parce qu'il arrive que deux êtres doivent un jour se rencontrer et qu'il t'a suffi de paraître pour savoir que j'allais t'aimer. Parce que je n'ai pour tout bagage que tout l'amour que j'ai pour toi. Je t'oublierai pas. Je ne t'oublierai pas. Oh, oh, oh.
So hard and cold, froze 10 feet beneath the ground. Don't murder me. God made good for you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. I sat down to my supper, it was a bottle of red whiskey. I said my prayers and went to bed. That's the last they saw me. Don't murder me. I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. When I woke the dying wolf, 600 pounds of sin was grinning at my window. Come on in, don't murder me. I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me.
got a piano problem, so they're going to fix it.
Soon to have an album out on Looney Tunes, Grateful Dead.
Why, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, for our next Morbid selection.
Okay, we got a few things to say before we get into the real thick of it, and that is that some friends of ours, Lavelle and Tiffany, just had a kid.
We'd like happy to, Lavelle.
Yeah, happy Lavelle. We'd like to dedicate
happy
all this to
Happy
Lavelle. And also,
all set. All day.
And also, we respectfully dedicate this set to the memory of Neil Cassidy.
And in particular,
Neil ain't
this song.
Dead.
Ernie Bo Peep,
about?
We hope, is listening.
Ernie Bo Peep.
Ernie Bo Peep.
2, 3, 4.
Came across an empty space.
us humans do delight to this planetary circle. You gotta ride, said the doctor of space. I've been here once before. Nights in the night, I'm a million of stars. The stars that I have explored. Swirling together, an offering to the sun in the name of the weather. I'm gonna hijack the starship.
Freeways, all I wanna do, let's go cruise.
Oh,
Welcome back. That was kind of a longer set, or a section of the set, rather. So, played some Direwolf. I don't think the Dead ever really played a lot of Direwolf, which I, whenever I find it on wherever I'm looking, archives or whatever, I get really excited because I always really love it. I feel like that particular one from 72 is, I don't think they ever usually played it on that 72 run in Europe, so it's quite the treat. It's one of my favorites for sure. I just love the lyrics to it. Apparently it's about the Golden State, it's about the Zodiac Killer, my bad, not the Golden State Killer or whatever. It's about the Zodiac Killer, allegedly. I don't know how true that is. but, regardless. And then I decided to toll you with some. That's it for the other one. Eventually, I plan on doing a show where I kind of pick and choose different parts of Anthem of the Sun, but like live versions, and I kind of like piece it together. Like the best versions of each of that album, because that album is honestly probably their most solid studio album, though the live stuff off that album is fucking off the chain. I mean, that alone, that February 14, 1968 cut is phenomenal. That was at the Carousel here in San Francisco. Long gone, unfortunately. and then, you know, I was going through my collection, and one of my favorites when I was a big Mac DeMarco head, I still have a very, very touchy-feely space in my heart for Mac, is I love Rock and Roll Nightclub. That was, like, my favorite, and when I have gone to countless Mac DeMarco shows, and I would sit and pray in that crowd that he would play something off of European Vegas, or Rock and Roll Nightclub, my bad. And he never really did. He has such a big catalog now of like very reasonably, like he's, what I think is very smart about Mac is a lot of the stuff he produces, like he can very easily play live. You know, there's some things I listen to on albums that I'm like, I don't know how they would be able to replicate this live and it sound good. And Mac has never disappointed me in that regard. So, it's also a very, very naive album. Like, it's very classic Mac DeMarco. It's kind of the stereotypical what you think Mac DeMarco sounds like. Regardless, I think it's phenomenal. I really love that album. I think that naivete that it has in it is really lovely. Then we had, I picked up two albums yesterday with my special friend Jack, and we picked them up for so cheap. That was Blows Against the Empire and Spitfire, which I honestly had never listened to. And Jack was like, dude, their like covers are insane and they're really good albums. So I picked them up and they're like $3 a piece. So I was like, fuck it, why not? I listened to them this morning and I was like, oh, why hasn't this been in my life, you know, up until now? I was so comfortable with Surrealistic Pillow, and now I'm like, this is way more intense than that. I mean, it's a complete, especially Spitfire. Obviously, Spitfire is way later, but I mean, just the difference between like Surrealistic Pillow and Blows Against the Empire, which came out in 1970. I mean, it's a crazy difference what they sound like in a good way. They're both good and very, I mean, Surrealistic Pillow, I would argue, oh, I didn't know that Members of the Dead were on Blows Against the Empire. That makes a lot of sense. That's connecting the pieces. Jack just texted me that. I saw that notification on my laptop. That makes a lot of sense. I'll have to look into that. And it probably says so on the record, I would imagine. That makes a lot of sense. That's connecting a lot of pieces. Next up, though, we were digging the 45s. I've been trying to get more into 45s lately just because they're cheap and you can find some really cool stuff. So you're going to hear a lot from that. We're going to play some. We found a Stranglers record. It was like a 45 release. It has Choosy Susie and another song I can't remember off the top of my head. It doesn't have the cover. It was just the sleeve and the 45, but it was like $3. And I was like, obviously it's off Radis Nerviticus. I believe that's how you say it. And that's my favorite album of the Stranglers, so I had to pick it up. So, let's play some Choosy Susie, and I have some other... This is the part of the set that I think a lot of people are going to tune out of, even people who really care and are near and dear to me. I'm going to give a warning, but also it's my show and I can do what I want. This is going to be a selfish endeavor for me. This is entirely a selfish endeavor, but this particular portion of the set today, just hold on with me, okay? Just... You'll understand where I'm going, and then we'll come back around, and you'll get... Anyways, I'm really excited. So, let's play some Choosy Susie by the Stranglers. My name is Jasper. This is Broadcast from Limbo. We're live every single Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m., and we're here. I'm so happy to be here. I wasn't here last week. I keep saying that, but I'm just so grateful to be here. I love it here. Every day I get to be in Radio Valencia is like... It's like every week I get a birthday. It's like my favorite thing to do every single week. So if I have a shitty week, I'm like, well, at least I have I have the radio show on Saturday. It makes me feel better. And it always does. So thank you for tuning in. It means a lot to me. So I hope you enjoy some Stranglers. Thanks for listening.
Susie, there's no reason to fall down. nothing in between us.